community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'm Xanthi Behrman. It's just gone 11:30 and I'm delighted to say that Natasha has joined me from the Chicken and Frog bookshop in Brentwood, which is Brentwood's only independent children's bookshop and tuition centre. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really good. Not liking the rain.
Good. No, silly. I'm moving away.
So what have you got coming up?
Oh, a lot. I'm going to show off a little bit now. Is that okay?
Yes, please do.
Julia Donaldson, herself, has chosen us as her bookshop of the month for November,
wow,
which is awesomely exciting. And as a little gift, we get the Gruffalo for the day. So
The real Gruffalo.
Fantastic. Huge he is. Is coming in on the 22nd of November. He'll be with us pretty much all day, so you can come in for a cuddle. But the main times will be 11 and 2, and I'm sure you'll see him kind of rocking around the town as well. So bring your little ones along, have a cuddle with
Gruffalo. There's no such thing as a Gruffalo.
Oh, help! Oh, no!
See, I do know the book.
Well done! So we're very, very excited about that. And very proud of it as well. We've only been open 2 years, so it's...
That is amazing.
It's a very nice achievement.
Mm.
So that's happening on the 22nd. This Saturday, we've got a lovely speech therapist coming in. Her name is Anna Johnston. She's a local lady. She's coming in between 1 and 3 for a free drop-in. So if you've got a little one and you've got any concerns at all about their speech development, you can just come along and see Anna free of charge, and she'll give you a bit
good
of on-the-spot advice, which is
great. Because I remember my daughter used to not be able to say her L's.
Yeah.
So Lion was Yayan, and it's difficult with her name was Alexandra, so she was Ayexwandra. Yeah.
Oh, love her.
Yeah, but she did sort of grow out of it. But I do think you do need that bit of advice, don't you, when you're listening to them and you're trying to teach them to speak, and you think, is that normal?
No, you do. I think, and parents worry. That's our job.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? So Anna's going to be there. We try to do lots of things that are free for the community. That was a big thing for us, that we didn't want to put price tickets on everything that we do. You definitely don't go into bookselling to become a millionaire, telling you now. So we've got that. And then on the 29th, which is the light up in Brentwood anyway, we have got a grotto. Now, we're not allowed the big man himself because he's at the Sugar Hut, and obviously you can only be in one place at once. So we've got lots of his fairies and elves helping us out.
Oh,
so we've
that's
got a grotto
nice
in the shop in the afternoon. And we've also got author Nicholas Allen coming in on the 29th too for a free. He's going to do a free workshop with the children. I think it's at 3 o'clock. I should have written that down. And he wrote, the children will love this because he wrote things like The Queen's Knickers, Father Christmas Needs a Wee. So we're talking toilet humour here.
Excellent.
But very, very funny.
Yes.
Picture book stuff, and he's lovely. And he's also agreed, bless him, to help out in our weekly writing club, which happens every Saturday afternoon in the grotto. So it's going to be magical. We're going to have a writing workshop in our grotto, which will just be lovely.
Because you do have lots of weekly events, don't
we
you?
We do. Yeah,
but I know Rhythm and Rhyme for Preschoolers, I was interested to see.
Yes, we do that twice a week. We don't have set times for anything else. We used to do set times for our story times, but then we just decided, you know what, if you're in town and you want to come in and have a story, then just come in. So we're very, that's what we do. We have
nice
big fluffy cushions and a sofa for the parents to sit on, and a box of Duplo, and they can just run a riot, really. We're
lovely,
quite relaxed about it.
Yeah.
Two Rhythm and Rhyme sessions a week. Again, that's free. Just come in and listen to my appalling voice. It's not good.
It's
but
lovely.
They seem to have a nice time.
Yes.
So it's fine. It's all good. It's all good. And then we've got, we're running the Santa Hunt this year.
Okay.
So it's something that the council's been running for a long time. You go around the town on the day of the light up on the 29th, and you have to find Santa in various locations. You get given a list. But we've been asked to run it from now on. And in a moment of weakness, I said, yeah, that's fine. But I know, it's really good. So lots of other independent businesses are involved. They're going to have a little fluffy Santa with a letter on his tummy. But we're, instead of just doing it for the day, because that day is very busy in town, there's a lot going on, we're running it for the whole month. So you've got plenty of time to go out there, find the Santas, and then pop the entrance form into us. And we've got some amazing prizes. We've got a reconditioned computer as a prize.
Wow,
no,
okay.
Very nice. We've got... family tickets for Old MacDonald's, family tickets for, I was going to call it Peter Pan's, that shows how old I am, doesn't it? What's it called
South
now?
End.
Adventure Island?
Yes,
is it?
Something like that.
There's a toy from Piccola, there's food vouchers from Cafe Essex and Brentwood Kitchen. We've
lovely
got a bundle of books, obviously.
Mm.
So there's loads of stuff. Really, really nice prizes up
but
for
I like that it involves so many local businesses as
yeah
well. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's that really, I mean, that's always happened.
Yeah.
So we were very keen for that to carry on. So that's happening as well. And then this is one for the girls.
Mm.
Princess Elsa is coming on the 6th of December.
Oh, wow.
From 12 till 2. She'll kind of be around the Ongar Road and up and down the high street a little bit, giving out, we've got balloons that say Love Ongar Road on them. Oh. So we really want to push the fact that Brentwood doesn't stop at the top of the high street. There's a
Absolutely.
Lot going on in Ongar Road. It's a great place to be. So to entice people down, yes, she's coming along and she's very beautiful.
Oh, lovely. Oh, yes.
I expect there'll be lots of impromptu singing happening. I'm hoping so.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'll be singing on my own, which is fine.
But you do parties as well at the Chicken and Frog.
We do, on a Sunday, because we're not open to the public on a Sunday, because we like a day off. But every so often, we get asked to do parties. So then that's nice, because they get the whole shop to themselves. We have a room out the back, where that's our kind of party room, if you like. And they normally do a craft, or a few crafts. There's stories, there's face painting, games. It's lovely.
What
and
a
they
fabulous
get the,
idea.
Kind of, the run of the... the shops. It's just something completely different, really.
Yes, absolutely.
From the norm. So this Sunday we had 6 very cute little 3-year-olds for a tiger who came to tea party. So they had a picnic lunch on the floor with blankets, and they made tiger masks, and it was lovely.
Oh,
I missed my calling. I should have been on Blue Peter.
I think you should have been.
Yeah, I should have.
Definitely. Yeah, you're wasted. You're wasted. But no, thank you for what you're doing in the community. It's absolutely amazing. And you are, of course, in Ongar Road in Brentwood. If you want to get hold of Natasha or anyone from Chicken and Frog, the phone number is 01277 230068. And all this information is on their website, which is a joy to look at, I must admit. www.chickenandfrog.com. Where did the name come from?
Right, this is the worst joke in the world. Brace yourself. You ready?
Oh, dear.
I know. I'm going to apologise now. It's poor. A chicken and a frog walk into a library, and the chicken says, book, 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 book. The frog says, read it.
No, I like that. I like that. That's very good.
It's just a really naff joke that me and Jim, the other half, we've been together since we were 16. And us and our little group of friends, you know, you always have naff jokes
yeah.
to each other. And that was one of those silly jokes that we used to just randomly say to each other. So when we were deciding on the name and couldn't think of anything, it was Jim that said, well, it needs to be Chicken and Frog.
Chicken and Frog,
brilliant. Not quite sure why I'm Mrs. Chicken and he's Mr. Frog. It's a little bit disconcerting, because now we can be walking through the high street, not necessarily Brentwood High Street, Billericay, and children will shout out, that's Mrs. Chicken! Hello.
Aww.
It's very cute.
That is nice.
It doesn't help that my friend Claire McInnes from Beautiful Things made me a very enormous chicken hat last year.
I can't believe you didn't bring it in.
I do wear it, much to my children's distress, especially if I'm taking them to school, the chicken hat comes out.
Nice. Loving it, loving your work.
Thanks.
Well, do have a look at Chicken and Frog Bookshop, as I say, chickenandfrog.com, and get along into the Ongar Road. Thank you very much for coming
Thank
in
you.
Today.